Let us offer our consecration to the Lord. Lord, we offer up to you this week as we offer up to you this day. And we begin another week, the ninth in ordinary time, that we may celebrate your love in our lives, that we may trust in you and love you more, that others may know of your presence, your glory, and your joy. And we ask this through Christ our Lord. Well, you're going to hear later on in the program, we're starting a new feature, which is a poll question. And today's poll question this week, feel free to go to CatholicAudioMedia.com and give your opinion on the poll question. This one has to do with an issue in the news, which most of them will, by the way, and that is whether or not the bishops of the United States, the United States Conference of Catholic Bishops, should call for priests to deny President Joe Biden the Eucharist. As you know, the issue has to deal with his stand on abortion, and there are many people calling for him to be denied the Eucharist. There are others that are calling for him not to be denied the Eucharist. Some will look at this as a trap. Some people think the bishops may be being drawn into a trap with this. But anyway, what is your opinion? It's a simple yes or no poll question, and obviously it's not scientific, but if you would like to register your opinion, you can go to CatholicAudioMedia.com. That's CatholicAudioMedia.com. Today, by the way, is the feast of the Visitation of the Blessed Virgin Mary. Now, what that means is that is when in the book of Luke, the Gospel of Luke, we see that Mary visited her cousin Elizabeth, and that's what the visitation was. So when she visited her cousin Elizabeth, and as she greets her, John the Baptist, who was still obviously in Elizabeth's womb, jumped for joy, and she felt that. And then Elizabeth, filled with the Holy Spirit, cried out in a loud voice, "Most blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb," where we get the prayer, Hail Mary, because that's exactly the words that originally were in the Gospel from Luke. Hail Mary. So Hail Mary, filled with grace, the Lord is with you, which is what the angel Gabriel said to Mary. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus, which is what Elizabeth said to Mary. So it's biblical, and that's where that prayer comes from. But in fact, today I want to focus not only on that particular moment, I'd rather focus on the first reading, which is one of two optional readings. We can do the first reading from Zephaniah or the first reading from Romans. I want to focus on Romans because it's Romans 12. That's probably one of my favorite verses in the Bible, and I call it the Christian desiderata. I'm not going to go into what the desiderata is, but if you look it up on the web, if you do not know, you'll find it. And I call it the Christian desiderata because it is a bunch of simple instructions that we as Christians are called to follow, exhortations and reminders of how to live the Christian life. And it's so important. It's one of the commercials that we use on this program and will be heard in about 3 minutes. So we're going to hear that in just a minute. But anyway, well, 3 minutes. But it's a part of Romans 12, and it talks about how to live your life. Now, the entire chapter does that, but let's look at this small part. It says, "Brothers and sisters, let love be sincere. Hate what is evil. Hold on to what is good. Love one another with mutual affection. Anticipate one another in showing honor. Do not grow slack in zeal. Be fervent in spirit. Serve the Lord. Rejoice in hope. Endure in affliction. Persevere in prayer. Contribute to the needs of the holy ones. Exercise hospitality. Bless those who persecute you. Bless and do not curse them. Rejoice with those who rejoice. Weep with those who weep. Have the same regard for one another. Do not be haughty, but associate with the lowly. Do not be wise in your own estimation." And there you go. Now, that's only a part of the entire chapter, and the whole chapter is like that, but we just looked at that part, which is one of the two options for the first reading at today's Mass, and that's the option I'm I hope to use. Sometimes I forget at the last moment and pick the wrong option, but that's who what I hope to use later on today at the 9 o'clock Mass at St. Anthony's. And it's a powerful reminder of basic instruction of how we're called to live our life. One of my favorite parts of there is, do not be wise in your own estimation. And that, of course, is, you know, I know better than you. Well, that person thinks they're just a know-it-all. Oh, well, then they're wise in their own estimation. That's what it literally means. But what we're called to do, when you're wise in your own estimation, then you're not going to listen to anyone. You know, you're talking to me. Yeah, we are. You get this whole thing wrong. So, but I have a degree in, well, it doesn't mean anything. You can see when we're wise in our own estimation, we close ourselves off from anything else. We can't learn anything. That Socrates taught that. And that's what Socrates understood. The wise person is the one who knew they didn't know. And once they could turn around and say, I don't know, then the door opened for them to learn and to become wiser. But if you're wise in your own estimation, then you're not going to listen to anybody. You just say, well, I already know this. Well, actually, you don't. We're going to talk more about this on the other side of the break. You're listening to St. Anthony Overnight from St. Anthony Parish in Allston, Massachusetts, right here on WEZE 590 AM. And you can also hear us at CatholicAudioMedia.com. That's CatholicAudioMedia.com. We'll be right back. You're trying to build the habits of your faith. You seek a reference to help you. Where do you find one? Well, have you read Romans chapter 12? Yes, Romans chapter 12.
Be transformed by the renewal of your mind.
Romans chapter 12 is a comprehensive list of attitudes and actions to live your faith powerfully.
Bless those who persecute you. Bless and do not curse.
St. Paul gives us instructions on how to witness to Christ in these trying times.
Do not be overcome by evil, but overcome evil with good.
So if you're looking for a good, short synopsis of how to live your faith, check out Romans chapter 12 in the New Testament. We now have a regular poll question for you to give your input in current issues affecting the church. This week we ask, should the U.S. bishops call for priests to deny President Joe Biden the Eucharist? You can answer our poll at CatholicAudioMedia.com. That's CatholicAudioMedia.com. Let us know what you think, and we will give the results next week. And anyway, we're back. And of course, remember our website, CatholicAudioMedia.com, as you heard, CatholicAudioMedia.com. Well, anyway, we saw that concept that we see, those instructions that we see in Romans 12, and we see the small part of it, of the entire chapter, and giving these basic, simple instructions. And one of the things I talked about was, do not be wise in your own estimation. The one before that, the exhortation before that, is do not be haughty. Do not, but associate with the lowly. Well, of course, what that means is, and this is something that we can all listen to. As a matter of fact, you know, something just popped into my mind. You know, during this time when we have this great division in our political world, I'd challenge anyone who is a political operative from any party, I don't care which party it is, from any party. You notice I didn't say either party, implying two. There's more than two parties. They're just two main parties. But from any party, I'd challenge you to look at the reading, actually all of Romans 12, and tell me what in that chapter your party should not stand for. And I'm sure you're going to look at that and say, well, none of it. And that's my point. These are basic, simple instructions that we all should stand for. Now, some of the things, obviously, the parties are not necessarily religious per se, because they are institutions. However, obviously, where the concept of our faith in God may or may not connect with a party, that's a different story. But if you look at what that says, these basic instructions, you show me what, and that's a challenge to any political operative out there, you show me what that chapter 12, what in there would not be something that your party could not embrace? And it's important to look at that. Now, why would I bring that up? Because we're not connected to a political party. I know there are people in the Catholic Church and the Christian churches that will be connected to one party or the other. But when we look at the instructions from Jesus, they are not political instructions. They are instructions how we are to live our life. And these, of course, are from St. Paul. We recognize them as being inspired by the Holy Spirit. So these are instructions on how to live your life. And if more people did them, then in fact, we would build a stronger society. You know where that comes from? That obviously comes from the Bible. But in the 20th century, one of the powerful prophets of that message was a man by the name of Peter Morin. I guess it would be Morin, going by the French I studied in high school. Because he was actually from France, and he's a contemporary of Dorothy Day. The two of them worked together, and they helped found the Catholic worker movement. And his whole focus is if people tried to be better instead of better off, everyone would be both better and better off. And that understanding from Romans 12 really clicks on that simple truth and that simple reality. That's what we believe, is that we're called to do, root ourselves in where the Lord is calling us to and to live it. And if we actually do that, if we actually do that, not just say we do it, but actually do that, we will build a better society as we seek to go to the greatest of all, which is the kingdom of God. So keep in mind our war dead today on this Memorial Day. Have a blessed Memorial Day, and we will see you tomorrow. Did you know that you can listen to Catholic Audio Media on the iHeartRadio app? Catholic Audio Media is now available through your iHeartRadio app. If you don't have the app, download it to your smartphone, tablet, or computer and subscribe through the podcast tab to Catholic Audio Media. You'll be able to hear both St. Anthony Overnight and The Voice of St. Anthony, both programs through the app. You can also enable them through your smart speaker and hear them through the smart speaker as well. Just ask for Catholic Audio Media Podcast from iHeartRadio. You can hear them anywhere. You can listen to them as you're jogging. You can listen to them as you're preparing to go to bed. You can listen to them as you're eating and having breakfast or lunch or dinner. You can hear them anytime you want at iHeartRadio through the iHeartRadio app. In Cristo vivimos.